Episode motherfucking 13 of the Chatty Bobcast. I'm recording this one on the way home from work at night. I haven't done this since the first episode, which is titled hashtag I am without clue. Okay, this is episode 13, Baker's Dozen. Hashtag Baker's Dozen will be the name of this episode. I mean, it's only right. 13 is the number that I like to talk about because it relates to food. So we're here. Go ahead. Are you going around me, behind me? Fuck out of here. But yeah, this is actually a Friday night. I have to close tonight and I have to close tomorrow night, which sucks because I couldn't get anybody to switch with me. We're too short-handed, and I'm going to be missing the homie Viz's dance recital. Which he's been working so freaking hard for, and it sucks. But I think Tony and his wife are gonna go. I hate that I can't go. I couldn't find anybody to switch with me, so I'm gonna be stuck at Best Buy. But it pays the bills, so what you gonna do, man? You know, what you gonna do with it? What you gonna do with it? Woo! What you gonna do? I throw that brick in your face. Shout out to the Viz. He kills it on the hip hop dance scene. Yeah, it's the fucking man. You're not allowed to argue that either, motherfucker. Tony either. Tony and Jordan are the men, are the damn man. You're not allowed to fucking argue that shit. You hear me? Fast and Furious beside me at the stoplight. Hopefully I don't get popped. It is Madison. Oh, Lordy. How's everybody fucking doing, damn it? I had a doozy of a day, but we survived. Well, if this comes out, then I survived it. You know what I'm saying? Life's precious. We're not talking about the overweight girl in the movie, okay? I mean, I guess you can, whatever. Chad, stop. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop. Stop it. Okay, sorry. But yeah, I've just been pumping out content, you know, trying to get some shit together. Between the battle rap content, Triple Flix Mafia content. If you're listening to this, it is on a Wednesday. This is a Friday I'm recording this. I'm recording this a little early. I'm overachieving, damn it. Don't get used to it. We released today another I'm just going to get, it's just catch the stoplight, Chad. It's just, oh God, I hate sitting at stoplights in the middle of Madison at night. Because you never know what might happen. You may lose your life. You may lose an arm. You may lose your bowels. I mean, you don't really know. You may lose your arms and all kinds of shit. Somebody just honked their horn. I looked over and it's just two teenagers laughing. So, that's awesome. Like I said, I was just talking about it. You never know what's going to happen with Madison, the red lights. Haystack said it best, man. Catch me at the red light, sitting in the wheel. And by the way, they're in a Subaru Outback honking the horn, thinking it's funny. Fuck out of here. Oh, when I was a kid, Chad, you were a kid once, you thought honking the horn was funny. You know what I mean? I don't even think they were honking at me if they were, because they didn't even look over here. Who gives a fuck, you know? YOLO is what they're thinking. They're like, oh shit, that fat guy next to us really thought it was funny. Fuck you. Hope you get a fucking seatbelt ticket. And then when they pull you over for your seatbelt, they find marijuana in the car, and it's over the legal limit in Tennessee, and you get a citation, and it ruins your night. I don't wish anything horrible on you. I just wish something like that on you. It's just annoying enough to piss you off as karma for you thinking it's funny to honk at me for no reason. Okay? I didn't wish bad on them. I just wished something small, something annoying. You know what I'm saying? Like stubbing your toe and shit. Stubbing your toe fucking sucks. Okay? It fucking sucks. It's terrible. I'll tell you one thing I hate too. Grind my gears time. Peter Griffin. Battle rap Peter Griffin. Chatty Bobby. I really do think, you know, One of the worst things ever is walking barefooted or sock-footed on gravel. I'd rather get punched in the face, kicked in the titty. I mean, there's a lot of other things. I'd rather sit through an entire Toby Keith album listening session than walk across gravel with my socks on or without shoes on. It's just a ee-ooh-ah, the whole time you're walking. It's the worst. And what I hate is when you're walking on paved driveway or paved road or whatever, and there's a straggler gravel rock. Where the fuck did it come from? This ain't where you're supposed to be, bitch. This is a paved road. This ain't got nothing to do with you. You stay your ass in the fucking gravel where you belong. Don't be peeking out the fucking bushes at people and ruining their damn trip to their car to get their cell phone charger. You know what I'm saying? Or, Chad, you could put your fucking shoes on and just get rid of all of that. All right. Enough. I love y'all. Hope everybody's doing well. It's my nighttime rambles are a little different. You know what I mean? It's a different feel. It's a different, Shut up. Don't judge me. Just driving down Conference Drive, aka Hotel Boulevard. God! Like 7 different upscale hotels right next to each other. We're in Madison, motherfucker. This isn't downtown. There's nothing here but a fucking Goodwill and some fucking, probably some prostitutes out there in Dickerson Road. Spending $300 a night for a hotel and $30 for a fucking rusty trombone. I don't know, it doesn't add up. Rusty trombone, I'm not going to talk about it. Urban Dictionary, rusty trombone, if you don't know what it is. Woo! This is happening. I fucking love y'all. I do, man. I do. Even if you're an asshole, you know, there's a reason that you're an asshole. You're not happy with your life for some reason, and you want to take it out on other people. Even though you're an asshole, I still love you. Because for whatever reason, that's the way you channel your anger, and you're a fucko for it. But deep down, I'm sure there's a good person in you. And then maybe you're just a piece of shit that's just going to amount to nothing, you know? Either way, I can't have hating you on my conscience. So, deal with that shit. I don't know what is going on. I'm sitting at the red light again. Catch me at the red light. Sitting still. Catch me at the red light. Gripping on the wheel. Haystack Macmillan. That's an old school stack. Woo! I've had just issues with cotton mouth, and no, I don't smoke. All the last 2 days, and I know it's because of the allergies and stuff in the air. But to combat that, I don't say if it's to combat that, Chad. I think it's to combat. I think you don't say combat, you say combat in that sense. But this isn't a fucking literary grammar podcast, Chad. Because who would fucking listen to that? I don't even know what else. Dry cotton mouth. So I said, this will be a good idea. Let me take some allergy medicine. Well, all that does is just make you feel like your fucking mouth is the Mojave Desert. Nothing works. I mean, it's just nothing's working. But it's all good, man. You know? Light's green, Kentucky. This is Tennessee, but doesn't mean you can't, you know, not drive correctly. We're neighbors. You're Kentucky, I'm Tennessee. Get the fuck out of my way. And it's a fucking Subaru. That's a Volvo station wagon. When did station wagons become a thing again? I thought they went out with the Griswold family truckster. Jesus. All right, finally on the interstate. In the ammonia interstate with a whole key city paper on that bitch ass. Oh shit, man. $444 million is the jackpot. That's the mega bucks. The Powerball is only $350 million. So, you know, there's a feather in your fucking cap for that one. It's insane, man. That, just imagine. If you think I'm an idiot now, just imagine if I had $444 million, what kind of an idiot I would be. It would be insanity. I'd help so many people out, though, man. I don't need that much money. That's too much money. Even if you take the, I mean, why wouldn't you take the buyout? You'd probably get $444 million. You'd probably get $300 million, maybe. Because Uncle Sam's going to get a big old chunk of that shit. But it, say you get $300 million deposited in your bank account. What the fuck, dude? Like, I know I talked about this last episode, but I didn't get into detail. Like, that would be insane. Like, you literally could buy damn near whatever you wanted. Not whatever you wanted, but you could buy a lot of shit with $300 million, man. I'm just saying. You could buy you a damn Subway restaurant and fucking franchise it and stuff. I don't know what that would cost. Probably $35,000, $40,000. You could buy you, I mean, you could buy you an Orange Julius, a couple of them. I mean, you could just set up shop. You know what I mean? Fucking a Payless Shoes. You could get a lot of that shit for the low, too, because a lot of them places are going out of business. You could get you a fucking Payless Shoe department store and fucking sell Shaquille O'Neal sneakers and just be fucking good to go. You know what I mean? Don't run into me, please. I caught in another red light off the interstate. Oh, man. It's just one of those days. Everybody is a show. It's just one of those days. It's just one of those days. I'm in a... Nope, don't say that, Chad. You sing that every podcast. What's that? I got a rise cooking in the microwave. 3-day beard and I don't plan to shave. I'm doing alright. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. Hot there in the neighborhood. Why can't every day be just this good? Shout out to Travis Tritt, motherfucker. Heat rock right there, back in the early 2000s. I love when people, when you're in the slow lane, just trying to stay out of the motherfucking way. I'm just trying to stay out of the business. And I got a dude that's done crawled up my butthole. I mean, just right, all he's got to do is go around me. You don't understand something, motherfucker. I can do the speed limit when it's dark outside. Okay? If you don't like that, I got two words for you. Move around. Okay? Go ahead. Move around. I'm a fucking idiot. Shout out to people that just are think they're just Debos on the road. I mean, whatever. If that's what you feel like you have to do to get to where you're going, go fuck yourself. I mean, it's 9:15 at night. Like, what... What do you got going on? Nothing. You got nothing going on. If you're going the way I'm going right now, you ain't got nothing to get to. I'm telling you. Because it ain't down, it ain't nowhere close to no clubs, bars, nothing. It's the fucking bag roll, motherfucker. It's the bag roll. It's a freestyle. Right there. I just got bars on deck, you know what I'm saying? So whenever y'all need them, they're just... They're there for you. They're right there. I mean, they're not... You know what I'm saying? They're not too hard to find. It's a great day to be alive. Travis Tritt had some heaters, though. But you got to be in a mood to listen to Travis Tritt, because he's got some really sad songs. He's got, you know, I can't do that anymore. And then he has the one, Tell Me I Was Dreaming, which I think those were songs, those videos were, like, related or something. But he's like in a wheelchair, and I think people die in it. Somebody falls in a lake or something. I mean, it's just very hard to, you know what I'm saying? It's, you got, and then he's got, you know, T-R-O-U-B-L-E. That's a heater. What else he got? Where corn don't grow. That was kind of a sleeper hit. You had to be into, like, you know, farming, I guess, to like that one. Travis Tritt, man. He's been around the block. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, he has that one. This whiskey ain't working no more. He's got that one. What else he got? Here's a quarter. Call someone who cares. That's a fucking truest statement I've ever heard. Except now there's no payphones. Back in the day, dude, basically what he said is go fuck yourself. Here's a quarter. Call someone who cares. Like, bitch, I ain't got shit. I don't give a fuck what you're telling me. Call somebody else. Get on the payphone and shit and call them. I ain't got time for that ass. Go fuck yourself. It's the country music way back in the early 90s for Travis Tritt to say, go fuck yourself. Here's a quarter. Call someone who cares, because I don't give a fuck. But yeah. It's a creepy night. It's not foggy, though, so that's good. Nothing like trying to just stay out of the way. Motherfuckers just constantly want to test your patience. I'm a fucking Jeep Wrangler, dude. Just, like, drive over me. Those tires are like 48s. Just drive over my Impala if you want to get around that bad. Just fucking twisted metal, that shit. Get the fuck out of here. Fool Eddie. But yeah, I love you. Chatty Bobcast, man. We made it a season. Do they have seasons on podcasts? I don't guess they do. You just got to keep fucking making them. There's no break. I mean, I guess you can. You do whatever you want. You know what I mean? But podcasts take dedication. Luckily, I don't edit anything. I record it on my phone. And then I get Jordan to make the thumbnail for me, because he's way better at it than me. And then I upload it to all the stuff on my computer. So, doesn't take much commitment on my part. I just have to record the 30-minute rant. So, big whoop. Want to fight about it? Is Family Guy still even on? I mean, I haven't watched it since season 9. If it's still on, it would probably be on, like, season 36 by now. Oh, man. Just got up the ridge. That means we're in Ridge Top. The ticket right in Capitol. God. Smells like deviled eggs up here. What the fuck? They having a fucking early Thanksgiving cookout up here with nothing but deviled eggs? God. Smells terrible. Not to mention, deviled eggs are just fucking horrible anyway. There's the reason they have the name devil in them. Devil woman? You tell me what to do with my business, devil woman? Shout out. He called this shit poop. Billy Madison, baby. Don't put it out with your boots, Ted. Classic. That old man came out, dong hanging in them drawers and everything, to see what the fuck was happening on his front porch. To his surprise, was a flaming bag of shit. Here's a nice piece of shit. And then Adam Sandler started making movies like Jack and Jill and The Ridiculous Six. And, you know, whatever. Everybody had their heyday, I guess, you know? Chad, what is happening? What is going on? I'll tell you what's going on, Chad. You're a fucking idiot. I mean, just imagine if I did one of these that was like a road trip episode. If I went like on a long drive somewhere, which I don't, but if I did, just imagine if I just let the phone record for like an hour and a half, how ridiculous it would be. Especially at night, because I'm going on about 3 hours sleep. I kept tossing and turning last night. And look, dude, it's very simple, man. You go around me, there you go. Thank you. It's not, you're not going to get me to speed up. Speed limit's 45. I'm going through Greenbrier, I do 43. And I still am worried I might get pulled over for speed. That's how they'll do you, Bolt. I don't have to worry about getting pulled over for speed because the person in front of me is doing 11. They're seriously, they're doing 11 miles an hour right now. I can see it. I have a speedometer in my car. Not really, but okay, I may have to make an executive decision and just go around them. This is getting, I do want to get home before my shift starts tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning. And I would say it was a 760-year-old person, but it's like 9:30, so I don't even know if that's the truth. Oh well, Chad. People probably think that about you when your fat ass is driving the speed limit. You know what I'm saying? Before you judge somebody, think about, you know, what they're going through. They may have watched Game of Thrones and, you know, finished it up tonight and got mad at the finale. You know what I'm saying? They've just got a lot of thoughts going through their head. They don't know what to think. And for the record, I haven't watched but one season of Game of Thrones, and I don't remember the first thing that happened in the season. So, nothing against anybody that watches it. I'm sure it's an amazing show. It's just not my style of show. I'm just not big on fantasy type stuff like that. In that time period, I don't know. I've tried and tried and tried, and it's just not my thing, man. Okay, I need y'all to chill out. Don't try to make me watch it. Woo. Now I'm behind somebody that's going even slower than the person I just passed. I don't understand. I don't understand the slow. What was the word? There's not one. Fuck. I don't understand why you're going so slow. There we go, Chad. You know, everything doesn't have to be a fucking, you know, anecdote or a fucking saying or a new word. You don't have to reinvent the wheel every time, motherfucker. Just say what you gotta say. Oh, coming up on the red light where the grocery store used to be. But it potentially can be a McDonald's. As you heard in the last episode there, June 11th, we may have us an answer. At this stage of my life where I'm at, where I'm trying to stay away from that stuff, just don't build it. You've waited all this time to not build it, and I've wanted it. So don't be cruel to me and build it when I'm not trying to eat it. Okay, just don't do that to me. I don't ask much of you, food gods. You know what I'm saying? I'm a picky person, let's be honest. Please stay on your side of the road. Thank you. Signed, management. But yeah. Guess we'll find out. I mean, it's like 3 miles from my house. So, if they build a McDonald's there, I'm going to smell the fucking French fries and donut sticks when I step out the fucking house. Every day. Why? It's okay, Chad. It's okay. You ain't got to. You can do it, Chad. You can do it. I know that you can. You know what I'm saying? There we go. I feel better about myself already. Thanks, Chad, for building me up, man. My cotton mouth is on a level right now that I don't understand what's going on. Good God. Oh well. Shoo. We've absolutely, positively talked about nothing. We've talked about, I've made it a point to not talk about anything. Very much. I mean, yeah, we've got, I mean, if you're listening to this on YouTube, you know what we've been putting out content-wise. We're continuing to drop them heaters for you. Podcasts, collection videos, what you're used to from the Triple Flix Mafia. We're going to continue to do that. If you're, you know, checking, if you're subscribed to my solo channel, it's 95% battle rap. I love y'all. Okay. But yeah, we're just gonna keep things moving, man. I'm super hyped. Madden is coming out in less than, well, it comes out the end of July, beginning of August. Sorry. Yeah, I'm excited about Madden, obviously. It's all I play is Madden 19. So, I don't know. I know I'm hype. There's some new features on Madden that I'm super excited about that involves franchise mode, which is my favorite mode on Madden. It's what I always play. I played so many games of Madden, especially. This is the most I've ever played Madden before in my life. I buy it every year. There was like a 2 or 3 year span where I didn't buy Madden. I want to say 15 and 16 maybe. But other than that, I've been a dedicated supporter of Madden. I'm buying it for both consoles this year, Xbox One and PlayStation 4. So, you want to whip my ass? You know, we can get that going, man. I'm not one of them all Madden players. I'm in an all Madden league right now with like where every team is a user, and I am getting my ass whipped. It just lets me know that there's levels to this shit. It's insane. Like, it's insane how good people are on defense. I'm just not that good at defense. There's dudes that I'm playing on this all Madden season. I just wanted to see how good I was. And I'm not good compared to them. Like, you can't do anything on offense or defense against them. It's pretty incredible, actually. But yeah, I'm always striving to get better. You know what I'm saying? Always striving. So, it's all that matters. As long as you strive and continue to work hard and, you know, put your best foot forward, then things are going to happen for you, Chad. You just got to keep thinking that, man. You're just going to, one of these days, it's all going to pan out, man, and you're going to be where you want to be in the Madden world. You know what I'm saying? Baker's dozen, motherfuckers. We survived it. I made it home. Well, I'm about to pull in. We got through it, man. We got through it. She made it through episode 13 of the Chatty Bobcast. Hashtag Baker's Dozen. I mean, it has to be called that. What else would it be called? You know what I'm saying? If you're listening to this, thank you so much for the support, man. I'm just a dude that just acts an idiot. And y'all, I have a group of people that really enjoys it. And that's enough for me. You know what I mean? That's enough for old Chad. I'm just a little old Chad, man. Giving my thoughts and random rants about things. And if it entertains you, if it gets you through some tough times, then hey, that's fine. That's all good, man. I'm proud of that. I'm happy that I can help. I just hit something in my driveway. I hope it wasn't a human being. It didn't look like one. It definitely didn't sound like one. So. But yeah, if y'all haven't subscribed to the YouTube channel, be sure to do so. Triple Flix Mafia, Chatty Bobby 1130, Friday the 14th, The Viz, Jonathan Ivey. Do it, okay? We love you. I'm going to get in here and pour an entire gallon of water in my gullet to try to get rid of this cotton mouth, and it probably won't work, and then I'll just pee all over myself in the middle of the night. But hey, you gotta know when to hold them and know when to fold them. Okay. Count your money. I'm sitting on the table. Okay, stop, Chad. It's been fun. Y'all have a wonderful rest of the night or day or morning or whenever this is that you're listening to this podcast. Thank you. We're gonna keep putting things out. this podcast on Wednesdays on the Triple Flix channel. Battle Rap Chatty podcast every Friday on the Chatty Bobby channel. Love, peace, and hair grease, baby. Triple Flix Mafia. Whee!